Agents of Change.
'Mounda Beauvoir, a feminist icon, didn't just write feminist books, she wrote the movement's Bible, The Second Sex. Her story begins a few decades earlier, when as a young student of philosophy in 1920s Paris, she met a fellow student, who later became known as perhaps the most famous existential philosopher, Jean-Paul Sartre. Although they soon developed an intimate relationship, perhaps more important was their intellectual bond. Together, they were deeply engaged in intellectual discussions of 20th century France and Europe, but she was also interested in combining philosophy with real-world political action that led to lasting legislative change. Connected to the existentialist movement, she soon adopted their general belief that humans are free to choose themselves and applied it to women. She criticized the expectation of society that women should justify their existence by loving others. Instead, she believed that women are free to choose their destiny and not bound to follow a path of motherhood to give their lives meaning. In her most influential book, The Second Sex, she analyzed the history of women's oppression through biology, history, literature, and psychoanalysis. She questioned the roles assigned to women, only to expose a long-hidden truth, that there is no universal female nature. Instead, she argued, that women alone should control their own destiny. However, she did not think that work by itself can make women free, or that marriage and motherhood are without value. She simply wanted women to find the confidence to lead their own lives. Although the book was published after the initial wave of feminist movement, it had an intense impact on post-war society. Some critics labeled it as pornography, and the Catholic Church placed it on the list of forbidden texts. She faced the same criticism that a lot of feminists still face today, that feminism is hardly relevant anymore, that she's anti-maternal and anti-marriage, and that she spends too much time writing about the female perspective. On the other hand, her observations expose that the Western society is still deeply unequal, and that's how the book laid the ground for the second wave of feminism. Whereas the first wave was mainly concerned with women's right to vote, activists of the second wave demanded more freedom on sexuality, family, reproduction, and in the workplace. Although de Beauvoir didn't consider herself a feminist at first, The Second Sex became one of the biggest inspirations to the faces of the women's liberation movement. Not only her writings, her life itself has been a great inspiration for countless women. She valued her independence to the point where even love didn't come at the cost of her freedom. Her critics might point out that she was far from the feminist ideal, yet she acknowledged that, and she didn't try to keep that fact a secret. Instead, she wanted herself and her readers to be able to dream, fail, and dream again, always knowing that failing doesn't make them a failure. And in an era when possibilities for women were still extremely limited, that was perhaps the most important message she could send to the world. This is Clara from Slovenia for the Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes to where we take it.